And I want the rest of you cowboys to know something. There's a new sheriff in town.
Oh, so can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars
to stop looking for salvation in this system. The system is not going to fix itself. If the system is restored, it will be restored with the hammer of patriotism smacking this system out between the anvil of freedom and teaching this system that there is a shape we wanted to maintain. And that we have the forge of rage, and we will put that system in that forge of rage, and we will use that hammer of liberty and pound it against the anvil of freedom until it returns to the shape we want it to be in.
And it's time for the shooting bench. If political incorrectness offends you, or if you don't like guns, or if you don't believe our government is corrupt enough to compare to 1938 Nazi Germany, this may not be the show for you, because for the next 2 hours, that's all we're going to talk about.
Back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
I love it.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning me.
Down the road, she's
Really?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You're going blind.
It's red, but it stretches.
It's huge! Holy toasty Nettapelli.
Yay!
It is Friday, finally. Welcome to Liberty Lounge. It's Flag Day, 14th of June, 2019. And the United States Army is, I believe, 244 years old today. President Trump is, what is he, about 73 today. And our flag is 70. Well, our flag's a little older than that, but it was adopted for to represent the Republic on this date in 1777. So it's got a year or two on that. But so that's what's going on today. I decided to be live today. Thank you, Tebow. I appreciate that. Pumpkin Cat, it's a little later. I'll tell you what happened. You know, when I decided when I won't go into the whole reason why I backed out of the doing Fridays, you know, at all. But I decided the last time that this time changed that I wasn't going to. I've spent the last 9 years changing for everybody else. So the last time I decided it's going to be on at 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. That is Arizona time from now on when I start. So I'm sorry, but you guys are just going to have to adjust. I adjusted for 9 years, and I'm just not going to do it anymore. So that's why it's a little bit later. And I'm sorry for those of you that, especially on the East Coast, T-Bow and some other ones out there. I'm sorry it's that much later for you, but like I said, our largest following is on the podcast, so it won't make any difference to them what time it is. So I apologize to the rest of you for having to do that, but it just got to be too big of a hassle. You know, try to keep up with it every time the time changed. So if you guys would get your states squared away and get them in order here and have them get rid of that stupid daylight savings time, then we'd all be on the same sheet of music and we wouldn't have to worry about it. So. But until you do, I guess we'll just live with the way it is. We've got some of the songs that you're going to hear tonight, I haven't played on Liberty Lounge before. I picked out what would hopefully be a good show for you. A lot of patriotic flag related numbers in here tonight. And not sure if it's going to be exactly 2 hours. I'm going to play everything that I have lined up for you, no matter how long it takes. So be prepared for that. We may run over a little bit. I'm not sure. I didn't play it all out first to see where how it was going to come out. I'll break in here a time or two, especially right about the middle of it. I've got a couple things I want to share with you. But since you didn't come here to listen to me on Friday nights, you come in here to listen to some fine classic country music, and so we're just going to get on with that, and I'll bounce in here about halfway through the show and visit with you a little bit. Here we go.
She knows every
trick in the book. She knows how to give, she knows how to take. For so many times she's been taken a fool by those alibis and lying eyes and all the best lines. Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what I've put her through. And boy, you can bet if a move can be made, she knows how to make one on you. She once thought that love wasn't just a game. Her feelings once came from the heart. One day I gave her a wedding ring, and one night I tore all those feelings apart with my alibis and lying eyes and all the best lies. Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what I've put her through. Boy, you can bet if a move can be made, she knows how to make her own alibis and lying eyes and all the best lines. Lord knows she's heard them all.
Thank you. everybody wants to get high on the town. And all my rowdy friends have settled down. Yeah, I think I know what my father meant when he sang about a lost highway. And Johnny Cash don't act like he did back in 68. And Chris, he is a movie star and he moved off to L.A. And nobody wants to get drunk and get loud. And all my rowdy friends have settled.
To the town of Albury, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24. And the notches on his pistol numbered 119 more.
119 more.
Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona Ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red.
After Texas Red.
Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death.
About to meet his death.
There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather or a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Big iron when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Bush Tower, good morning. Angel Flight Bravo 02, ready for takeoff. Angel Flight Bravo 02, you're number one for takeoff. Runway 25, get them home, boys.
All I ever wanted to do was fly, leave this world and live in the sky. I left the C-130 out of Fort Worth town. I go up some days, I don't wanna come down. Well, I fly that plane, call the angel flight. Come on, brother, you're with me tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home. I love my family and I love this land, but tonight this flight's for another man. We do what we do cause we heard the call. Some gave a little, but he gave it all. I'll fly that plane, call the angel flight. Come on, brother, you're with me tonight.
Come on, brother, you're with me tonight.
Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Feels kinda like church in here tonight. It don't matter where we touch down. On the angel flight, it's sacred ground. When I fly that plane, call the angel flight. Got a hero riding with us tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the angel flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you home. Come on, brother, I'm taking you.
Redford hair,
just leave me alone and let me hang up this phone. 'Cause he'll see me cry and think I still love you. Please don't call me no more. I changed the locks on my door. It's time you understood that we are through. She said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. Was Texas, and you taught me how to say I just don't care. Maybe I've been a fool, holding on all this time, lying here in your arms, knowing he's in your mind. But I keep hoping someday that you'll see the light. Let it be here tonight. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Yeah.
yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it darling, just once, let yesterday go, you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your
eyes. Don't know when I've been so blue, don't know what come over you. You found someone, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it is untrue, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? Tell me no secrets, tell me some lies. Give me no reasons, give me alibis. Tell me you love me, and don't let me cry. Say anything, but don't say goodbye. I didn't mean to treat you bad. Didn't know just what I had. But honey, now I do. And don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes,
shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed, and Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lived. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my heel. It was red velvet trimming, and it fit me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here she wants chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here she wants chance, fancy, don't let me down. welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, "Your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death." She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, "To thine own self be true." And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, "Mama, what do I do?" She said, "Just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you." She said, "Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's left to you, don't let me down. Now your mama's gonna move you uptown." Well, that was the last time I saw my mom, and I'd have left that rickety shack. The welfare people came and took the baby, mama died, and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do, and I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know, I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, "Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down." It wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in off the streets. 1 week later, I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite. I charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. And then I got me a Georgia mansion and an elegant New York townhouse. Well, I ain't gonna lie. Now in this world there's a lot of self-righteous hypocrites, they call me bad. And criticize mama for turning me out, no matter how little we had. But though I ain't had to worry about nothing from now on 15 years, well, I can still hear the desperation in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ear. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's up for you, now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, I guess she did.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, God bless America.
doubt I love this land and the rocket's red light. The bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that
first-hand account given by Chris Sperry of a speech by Coach John Scalinos in Nashville, Tennessee in January of 1996. Said more than 4,000 baseball coaches descended upon Opryland Hotel for the 52nd annual ABCA convention. 19 times since, many of the same professional, college, high school, and youth and a slew of international coaches from passionate and developing baseball nations have gathered at various convention hotels across the country for 2.5 days of clinic presentations and industry exhibits. Sure, many members of the American Baseball Coaches Association have come and gone in those years. The leadership has been passed nepotistically from Dave Kalitz to his son Craig, and the association and baseball in general has lost some of its greatest coaches, including Rod Dedeau, Gordy Gillespie, and Chuck Brayton. I have attended all but 3 conventions in those 19 years, and I have enjoyed and benefited from each of them, but 96 was special, not just because it was held at the home of country music, a town I'd always wanted to visit, and not because I was attending my very first convention. Nashville in 1996 was special because it was there that I learned that baseball, the thing that had brought 4,000 of us together, was merely a metaphor for my own life and those of the players that I'd hoped to impact. While I waited in line to register with the hotel staff, I heard other more veteran coaches rumbling about the lineup of speakers scheduled to present during the weekend. One name in particular kept resurfacing, always the same sentiment. John Scalinos is here? Oh, man, worth every penny of my airfare. Who in the hell is John Scalinos, I wondered. No matter, I was just happy to be there. Having sensed the size of the group during check-in, I woke up early the next morning in order to ensure myself a good seat near the stage. First chair on the right side of the center aisle, third row back, where I sat alone for an hour until the audio-visual techs arrived to fine-tune their equipment. The proverbial BB in a boxcar, I was surrounded by empty chairs in a room as large as a football field. Eventually, I was joined by other slightly less eager coaches until the room was filled to capacity. By the time Augie Garrido was introduced to deliver the traditional first presentation from the previous season's College World Series winner, there wasn't an empty chair in the room. ABCA conventions have a certain party-like quality to them. They provide a wonderful opportunity to reconnect with old friends from a fraternal game that often spreads its coaches all over the country. As such, it is common for coaches to bail out of afternoon clinic sessions in favor of old friends in the bar. As a result, I discovered the crowd is comparatively sparse after lunch, and I had no trouble getting my seat back, even after grabbing a plastic-wrapped sandwich off the shelf at the Opryland gift shop. I woke early the next morning and once again found myself alone in the massive convention hall reviewing my notes from the day before. Pitching mechanics, hitting philosophy, team practice drills, all technical and typical important stuff for a young coach, and I was in heaven. At the end of the morning session, certainly I had accurately scouted the group dynamic and that my seat would again be waiting for me after lunch. I allowed myself a few extra minutes to sit down and enjoy an overpriced sandwich in one of the hotel restaurants. But when I returned to the convention hall 30 minutes before the lunch break ended, not only was my seat not available, barely any seats were available. I managed to find one between two high school coaches, both proudly adorned in their respective team caps and jackets. Disappointed in myself for losing my seat up front, I wondered what had pried all those coaches from their bar stools. I found the clinic schedule in my bag. 1 p.m., John Sclenas, Cal Poly Pomona. It was the man whose name I'd heard buzzing around the lobby 2 days earlier. Could he be the reason that all 4,000 coaches had returned early to the convention hall? Wow, I thought this guy must be really good. I had no idea. In 1996, Coach Sclenas was 78 years old and 5 years retired from a college coaching career that began in 1948. He shuffled to the stage to an impressive standing ovation, wearing dark polyester pants, a light blue shirt, and a string hung around his neck from which home plate hung, a full-size, stark white home plate. Seriously, I wondered, who in the hell is this guy? After speaking for 25 minutes, not once mentioning the prop hanging around his neck, Coach Sclenas appeared to notice the snickering among the coaches. Even those who knew Coach Sclenas had to wonder exactly where he was going with this, or if he had simply forgotten about home plate since he'd gotten on the stage. Then, finally, you're probably all wondering why I'm wearing home plate around my neck. Or maybe you think I escaped from Camarillo State Hospital, he said, his voice growing. I laughed along with the others, acknowledging the possibility. No, he continued, I may be old, but I'm not crazy. The reason I stand before you today to share with you baseball people what I've learned in my life, what I've learned about home plate in my 78 years. Several hands went up when Sclenas asked how many Little League coaches were in the room. Do you know how wide home plate is in Little League? After a pause, someone offered, 17 inches? More of a question than an answer. That's right. How about Babe Ruth? Any Babe Ruth coaches in the house? Another long pause. 17 inches, came a guess from another reluctant coach. That's right. Now how many high school coaches do we have in the room? Hundreds of hands shot up and the pattern began to appear. How wide is home plate in high school baseball? 17 inches, they said, sounding more confident. You're right. You college coaches, how wide is your home plate in college? 17 inches, we said in unison. Any minor league coaches here? How wide is home plate in pro ball? 17 inches. Right. In the major leagues, how wide is home plate in the major leagues? 17 inches. 17 inches, he confirmed, his voice bellowing off the walls. And what do they do with a big league pitcher who can't throw the ball over 17 inches? They send him to Pocatello. No. What they don't do is this. They don't say, that's okay, Jimmy. You can't hit 17-inch target? We'll make it 18 inches. Or 19. We'll make it 20 inches if we have to so you have a better chance of hitting it. If you can't hit that, let us know. We'll make it wider yet, maybe 25 inches. There was a pause. Coaches? What do we do when our best player shows up late to practice? When our team rules forbid facial hair and a guy shows up unshaven? What if he gets caught drinking? Do we hold him accountable? Or do we change the rules to fit him? Do we widen home plate? The chuckles gradually faded as 4,000 coaches grew quiet, the fog lifting as the old coach's message began to unfold. He turned the plate towards himself and using a Sharpie began to draw something. When he turned it around toward the crowd, point up, a house was revealed, complete with a freshly drawn door and two windows. This is the problem in our homes today, with our marriages and the way we parent our kids, with our discipline. We don't teach accountability to our kids. There is no consequence for failing to meet standards. We widen the plate. There was another pause. Then to the point of the top of the house, he added a small American flag. This is the problem in our schools today. The quality of our education is going downhill fast, and teachers have been stripped of the tools they need to be successful and to educate and discipline our young people. We are allowing others to widen home plate. Where is that getting us? There was silence. He replaced the flag with a cross. And this is the problem in the church, where powerful people in positions of authority have taken advantage of young children, only to have such an atrocity swept under the rug for years. Our church leaders are widening home plate. I was amazed. At a baseball convention where I expected to learn something about curveballs and bunting and how to run better practices, I had learned something much more valuable. From an old man with home plate strung around his neck, I had learned something about life, about myself, about my own weaknesses, and about my responsibilities as a leader. I had to hold myself and others accountable to that which I knew to be right, lest our families, our faith, and our society continue down an undesirable path. If I'm lucky, Coach Scalinos concluded, you will remember one thing from this old coach today. It is this. If we fail to hold ourselves to a higher standard, a standard of what we know to be right, if we fail to hold our spouses and our children to the same standards, if we are unwilling or unable to provide a consequence when we do not meet the standard, and if our schools and churches and our government fail to hold themselves accountable to those they serve, there is but one thing to look forward to. With that, he held home plate around in front of his chest, turned it around, and revealed its dark backside. Dark days ahead. Coach Scalinos died in 2009 at the age of 91, but not before touching the lives of hundreds of players and coaches, including mine. Meeting him at my first ABCA conference kept me returning year after year, looking for similar wisdom and inspiration from other coaches. He is the best clinic speaker the ABCA has ever known, because he was so much more than a baseball coach. His message was clear. Coaches, keep your players, no matter how good they are, your own children, and most of all, keep yourself at 17 inches. He was indeed worth the airfare.
You've been making your brags around town, if you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me, and what I see is a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to this city. You better detour around my town, 'cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a saying my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to this city. Come on and tell me what you told my friends, if you think you're brave enough. And I'll show you what a real woman is, since you think you're hot stuff. You'll bite off more than you can chew if you get too cute or witty. You better move your feet if you don't want to eat a meal that's Coffee City.
My part, cause I stand beside you. The years you'll only cry those happy tears. And though I'll make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear, like the shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every beat of my heart. I swear. I'll give you everything I can. I'll build your dreams with these two hands. We'll hang some memories on the wall. And when there's silver in your hair, you won't have to ask if I still care. Cause as time turns the page, my love won't age at all. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there.
Danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. with a 9-foot ram, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give one damn for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. They say debt is a bottomless pit where the devil likes to play. I'd sell my soul to get out of this hole, but there'd be hell to pay. Danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in the 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag."
Hey, the same way that my daddy did. With stars and stripes, and eagles fly. Where the stars and stripes, and the eagles fly.
Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Dear Uncle Sam, I just got your telegram, and I can't believe that this is me, shaken like I am. For it said, "I'm sorry to inform you."
Running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hand. Such a sad case, so broken hearted. She said, "Mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches,
Just an ordinary story about the way things go round and around. Nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going such a very short time, he'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone before you know it. She said, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I known it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. This is down in the swamp land, anything goes. It's alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Did you ever see a Cajun when he really got mad, when he really got trouble like a daughter gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. The stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun will. It ain't no time for late speeches. There ain't no time for late speeches.
You realize that you've been blind. yes, darling, I know you're gonna need me again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, you laughed and you called me a clown. But remember, in your search for fortune and fame, what goes up must come down. That one day you'll wake up and find that my love was a true love. It's just a matter of
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes, searching for you. Some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, 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 in the cold Kentucky rain.
There's just one place for me near you.
It's like heaven to be near you.
Times when we're apart and I can't face my heart,
my love.
I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered more. Yes, that older women know just how to please a man.
Everybody seems to love those younger women from 18 on up to 25. I love them too, but I'm telling you, learning how to really love takes a little time. Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man. Young girls ain't got nothing on you. 'Cause it takes some living to get good at giving. And giving love is just where you could teach them a thing or two. Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans, with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo, beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land.
And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Just for me, it could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day with you. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, keep the TV on. I'd hold you every second, say a million I love yous. That's what I do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still one more day.
There stands the glass,
air.
Rednecks, white socks, and blue ribbons beer.
A cowboy is cussing the pinball machine. A drunk at the bar is getting noisy and mean. Some guy on the phone says, "I'll be home soon, dear."
Rednecks, white socks, and blue ribbon beer.
No,
we don't fit in with that white collar crowd. We're a little too rowdy and a little too loud.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here
with my redneck.
Semis are passing on the highway outside. The 4:30 crowd is about to arrive. The sun's going down and we'll all soon be here.
Rednecks, white socks, and blue ribbon beer.
That I'd rather be than right here
with my redneck, white socks, and blue ribbon beer. There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck, white socks, and blue ribbon beautiful.
You fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb. I saw you a-marching with Robert E. Lee. You held your head high trying to win the victory. You fought for your folks, but you didn't die in vain. Even though you lost, they speak highly of your name. 'Cause you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb. I heard your teeth chatter from the cold outside. Saw the bullets open up the wounds in your side. I saw the young boys as they began to fall. You had tears in your eyes, 'cause you couldn't help it all. But you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb. I saw General Lee raise a saber in his hand. Heard the cannons roar as you made your last stand. You marched into battle with the gray and the red. When the cannon smoke cleared, took days to count the dead. 'Cause you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb. When Honest Abe heard the news about your fall, the folks thought he'd call a great victory ball. But he asked the band to play the song Dixie for you, Johnny Reb, and all that you believe. 'Cause you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. Yeah, you fought all the way, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb.
The unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings a song he always sings and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. And anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within. For the thing that I want most in life, the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away. And take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away. And take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. Yeah, if I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
Black cigarette, start this day like all the rest. First thing every morning that I do is start missing you. Some broken hearts never mend, some memories never.
river in the night, a willing woman to hold me tight. But in the middle of love's embrace, I see your face. Some broken hearts never mend, some memories never end, some tears will never dry, my love for you will never die. Some broken hearts never mend, some memories never end, some tears will never dry, my love for you will never die.
Not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls, and the thunder rolls, the thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night as the storm blows all out of control. Deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. She's waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But all the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls, and the thunder rolls, the thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night as the storm goes on out of control. Deep in her heart, the thunder rolls.
Madam President, we will never surrender America's sovereignty to an unelected, unaccountable global bureaucracy. America is governed by Americans.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. And she took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven, the words she said were these. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And oh, I'd love to see him just one more time, you see. All I have are the memories and the moments to recall. So, Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall? She said he really missed the family, being home on Christmas Day. And he died for God and country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. Lord, this time I know
not coming home to me.
She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memory and the moments to recall. But Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on the wall?
Okay, that does it for our Flag Day of 2019, 244th anniversary of the United States Army. And I just got a, Amy went to girls' camp this last day or so, and she just called me on the radio and they heard some wolves up there, so they're a little concerned for the girls. So they saw a bear last night, saw elk today, and saw something chasing the elk across the meadow that looked like a dog, and I'm sure that was the wolf that they're hearing. So, ain't it great to live in the great frontier in Arizona? It's a wonderful thing. All right, well, I'll be back Monday. Remember, we got a special topic Monday that's starting to get on my nerves, so we'll share that with you here Monday evening. I have every intention of being live Monday. I don't see any reason why I won't. So we will see you then. Good night, and thanks for joining me.